The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
American fighters in Syria, a potentially imminent terror threat, sparking concerns at the highest reaches of government.
As the Syrian civil war spills across borders, the capacity of battle-hardened extremist groups to come after us only increases.
At least 70 Americans are believed to have joined the thousands of foreign fighters in Syria. Some have made their way back to the U.S., sources say, and are under investigation or surveillance. The video shows the truck being loaded with shells and driving toward its target. Government sources say the cat-loving suspect is a U.S. citizen from Florida, the first American to carry out a suicide attack in Syria. U.S. officials are reaching out to the man's family and are investigating how he was recruited.
Wow. And that's why we started with the great report from Pierre Thomas, mixed in with, as you heard, an explosion and a clip from Obama talking about this problem in Syria that they were aware of that was happening with Americans. And that's where we get the show on the road here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So, yes, the truck was just chock full of munitions, then driven up a hill in northern Syria. All of a sudden, a massive explosion, which you heard in that piece, followed by cries that we hate to hear, that nothing gets my hackles up more than this, Allah Akbar, in unison in Arabic, then gunfire all over the place. So a suicide attacker in the bombing is an American jihadist. Radical Islamists claiming responsibility for the blast have confirmed this was a guy who grew up in Florida, a U.S. citizen. The man goes by the name Abu Ala Amariki. Abu Ala Amariki is again his name. They're not disclosing his real name, his name in the United States and what his passport said. They're interviewing family members since this happened. And he's among a group of Americans who agents have been trying to keep tabs on since they went to Syria months ago to join up with these extremists and fight against the Syrian government. One of the YouTube videos that creeped up has the title, "The American Martyrdom from the Front." And it shows a suicide bomber, this guy that we're talking about, and several other posts and things, the picture, a bearded man with that name smiling. And the his nickname, the name he was given, Allah or Al-Amariki in Arabic, means the American. Kind of a clue as to his identity. So, wow. Syrian activists say that the video that was being circulated was from over the weekend, and it shows militants preparing and ultimately attacking the Syrian military checkpoints. And according to these activists and some of the social media postings and all that kind of stuff, there was actually four different kinds of cars that had explosives, and they were part of the attack. The American detonated the biggest one. It had 17 tons of explosives, artillery shells mixed into that. What exactly the involvement was, why he was driving an armored truck, you know, what that was about, we don't know any of those details yet. And clearly it seems as though he did not act alone, but we don't know that for sure. All these details are starting to come out. The FBI director says there's going to be a lot of problems out of Syria, and we're determined not to let the lines be drawn from Syria to somehow form a future 9/11 to turn it into that, because of the idea of having an American be responsible for this attack, and that's part of the reason I think why it's being played up. And clearly, you see what happened here. The suicide bomber is, and he does look like a kid. He looks like any old, you know, bearded American kid that you could see holding a cat standing there. And again, he was someone they were keeping tabs on. And they're praising him, the radical Islamists, for his martyrdom. So what do you think now, America? How does that make you feel when we have Americans doing this? And ultimately, the price that some of us may pay because of guys like him. It's unbelievably creepy, especially with what's happened in Syria already. Without a doubt, the Syrian crisis continues to rage on, and it's not good news to hear about this jihadist at all. Not at all. And they're clearly praising him as for the fact that he's American and playing that up all over the websites. And, I mean, this is something to really be concerned about, having Americans join up as part of this. Because what kind? Because here's the other thing. There's another worry. This might pose a threat for other Westerners when they come home too. What about when they come home? Have passport will travel? Did my deal wasn't a suicide bomber, but did something else? And now I'm back in America. So not good. Boom. That's it. Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, got a great story at the bottom of the hour, conversation with Justin Danhof. And the reason this story is interesting is because I know many of you with the whole Benghazi thing will enjoy it, from the sense that Justin Danhof went to the CBS shareholders meeting and basically called out or questioned Les Moonves about a conflict of interest on the reporting of Benghazi. If you remember, there was a top reporter who left her job, Cheryl Atkinson, because she wanted to pursue the story and was told that, you know, no, we're not pursuing it. We're not doing any investigative reports because of information that she had. And it turns out that Ben Rhodes, the White House Deputy National Security Advisor, who drafted the newly released document, the email, about Benghazi just days after the September 11, 2012 attack that killed four Americans, including our ambassador, is related to the CBS News president, David Rhodes. You think there was a conflict of interest there? I would say Moonves says he doesn't understand why he just deflected the criticism. So we'll hear what Justin Danhof has to say as he was at that meeting and said, you know, he confronted him and was shocked by his response. He was shocked by his response. So what does that mean? You know, when you so many times we're talking about the media, and a lot of you call up and say, talk about, the media is slanted. It's slanted so left. And here's an interesting example about Benghazi, for sure. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, the Veterans Affairs Secretary needs to be booted, and a lot of Democrats and Republicans think so, too. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
When it comes to the current situation, the inquiries and the investigations and some of the allegations, the president wants to see the results of these reports, and he, as you know, made clear that he believes there ought to be accountability once we establish all the facts.
Yeah, facts, Max. We know what happened here. Veterans died, and somebody needs to pay the price. Why are we dragging our heels on this one? That's Jay Carney trying to be elusive, the White House mouthpiece, when he's asked again and again about Eric Shinseki, the general, and whether or not he's resigning or what's happening or what the administration is going to do. So interesting, because initially the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, was really supporting Shinseki. Now he's slowly doing that backwards walk thing, softening up how much he's throwing his weight in the direction of Shinseki. You have Congress, Democrats and Republicans, coming together, bipartisan, saying that he has to go. And, of course, why they're getting bombarded by their constituents complaining about what's happening, horrified at the treatment and the things that they're hearing. It's not just these waiting lists. It's some other things that have happened. So you've got about 100 lawmakers who all agree he's done, or that he needs to resign. 79 Republicans, 34 Democrats saying, okay, it's time for change. I agree. 5 years is a long time. If I'm in charge of that cabinet position, if I'm in charge of the VA, I'm entrusted with that, and I get 5 years, well, 5 years is a long time. We thank him for his service. He was a decent general, good general by all accounts, but it's not working in this position. So I think we've all agree and have established this, and it's a big blunder on the part of the president, because he should have come out swift and hard on this one. I mean, Shinseki is a four-star general. He lost part of his foot in Vietnam. So you understand his background. But you just, the scandal is just too vast and too sad and it's just wrong. America's veterans deserve an end to these troubles that have been around for, frankly, way too long. You serve the country, you come back. First, you got to fight for your paychecks, for goodness sake. We had that problem. It just seems like a myriad of problems. You have guys riddled with PTSD, and they're waiting to get to see somebody, and they're killing themselves. The young guys from Iraq and then Afghanistan. You have older veterans who are in trouble. It's just wrong. There's nobody that's calling this show and telling me it's not wrong, and I know that. John McCain, who is the senator from Arizona, says, you know, you could add his name to the list in waiting for care, which you find hard to believe, right? The senator saying, wait, add my name to the list? So anyway, these problems are just too vast, so wrong, Shinseki needs to go. It's that clear. It's that simple. The White House isn't doing anything to really stop the speculation, by the way, that the VA secretary is going to be out the door. So they've confirmed the wrongdoing in Phoenix. They've expanded the investigation into 47 other VA hospitals and rehab centers. And there's so many other allegations that are out there, so give me a break with this. The impact is just so troublesome. So troublesome. It's just so wrong on all kinds of levels to let this happen. Veterans dying. The VA lying about what's happening. So I'm glad there's bipartisan support. And we have all this, it's interesting, because we have all of this tug of war over Obamacare and what hasn't happened and forcing people to get insurance. And then, you're a veteran, and that's one of the things that should be so clear. You got to take care of the vets, but yet it's not clear at all. Waiting, wait times. Waiting for drugs, waiting for doctors, waiting for appointments. And then death ultimately knocking on the door of too many in Phoenix. So John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, it's easy to throw stones at this one, blames Obama for the VA problems. And I've said this before and checked into this. It is a definite that there is a transition team, which we know, in all positions handing over, okay, here's the books. Here's what happened in our administration. Here are the problems and things to look out for. They were so versed in this that this was a problem, that this was something they had to handle now because the Bush people were dealing with it and they were having problems dealing with it. And somebody to just take bonuses and make up phony lists and have people underneath them go along with it is wrong on so many different levels, I cannot tell you. I can't tell you. Shinseki should have not been spared. He should have been just axed right from the beginning of this. Once they know for sure they've verified and they have what's happened here, there's just no way. They got to go to the general and say, you got to resign, dude, or we got to cut you. Because you can't play on this team. There's just absolutely no accountability. And that's part of the problem. No transparency, no accountability on how many different issues. And this one's intolerable. Thousands of veterans waiting for care. And we got to get to the bottom of the problem. I mean, what's really going on? So if he resigns, they still have to get to the bottom of the problem and solve it now. They still have to do that. Because people waiting, not, a week, a normal amount of time is one thing, but waiting months and months on end just cannot happen. So let's see what the power of Congress does if, in fact, that's it. The general just has to bow out because they've really been dodging the questions on it for sure. And, you know, you can't lie to veterans. You can't ask people to serve. You can't ask people to serve in a voluntary military and then slam the door in their faces when they need medical care. And they've got emails. They've got ways that they've been able to dig into this to see where the ball was dropped in these individual hospitals, but certainly in Arizona. And when you see the kind of bonuses we're talking about, $8,000-$9,000 bonuses to have the time sped up, I guess they thought this would be incentive, but it was incentive to mess with the system. They manipulated the wait times, and the emails show it. And it's happened again and again and again and again and again. They had a system, years of doing it. Fraud. So wait, this is the new word, wait time fraud. And they're saying that this is the same thing at the Central Texas VA. Nobody was ever held accountable. Never. So pretty low risk because they're not going to mess with you. And if you cheat, you're going to end up with some pretty decent money in your pocket. And that's what happened. 50% of VA executives, this is a staggering statistic. If you listen to anything I say on this show, boy, listen to this one. 50% of VA executives' field bonus pay hinged on wait times. That's huge. So what do you think they're going to do? If they were honest, they would just do it honestly. They wanted the money. So they were told, scheduling clerks have said, some of them anyway, were directed to manipulate appointment information to mask the long waiting times. There was a clerk who apparently said that he and other clerks in Waco, this is in Texas, Waco, Austin, and San Antonio, were told to manipulate the times. So it's not just in Phoenix. It's in other places, too. It's in Texas. It's in Pennsylvania. And we've only seen the beginnings of this, folks. Who knows how bad this gets? Think of that 50%. Wow. Justin Danhof coming up next here on America Tonight.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops the clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Obviously, here we've been talking about on America Tonight all the secrecy actually surrounding Benghazi, but this is a different twist on the story. Joining us now is Justin Danhof, who's been with us many, many times, and of course, he was at a shareholder meeting for CBS and he really rocked them, asking an important question. And thank goodness for our pals from the National Center for Public Policy Research and the Free Enterprise Project Director, our pal Justin Danhof, because he revealed something I think pretty interesting and got the CEO, Les Moonves, a little hot under the collar. It turned out that there was some siblings reporting on siblings is not a conflict of interest, according to Les Moonves, which to me, as a journalism student and then ultimately a journalist, seems like it is a conflict of interest. I'm going to let him explain. Justin, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
It's always nice to talk with you, Kate.
So explain the deal. What happened here?
Yeah, so a timeline really helps with this story because there's been so much cover-up and so much deception that it really helps to just lay out the facts really quickly. So, you know, I don't need to rehash the fact that on September 11th, 2012, Ambassador Stevens and three others were murdered by terrorists in Benghazi. This was known by the Obama administration within hours. Well, on September 14th, Friday, there's a gentleman at the White House who's the Deputy Strategic Communications Advisor to the President, and his name is Ben Rhodes. Just remember that name for a second. And he sent an email out, and this is the email that Susan Rice then used to go on all the Sunday shows with her talking points that were infamously a lie, claiming that there was a spontaneous uprising as the result of an anti-Islam YouTube video. Ben Rhodes laid out that narrative. He laid out the fact that the Obama administration could not take any flack for this. Obviously, it was, you know, less than 2 months until the 2012 presidential election, and that the president and his team were to be covered at all costs, and this was to be blamed on a YouTube video that it. Well, in May of 2013, fast-forwarding, the Obama administration has at this point claimed that they have released every document that they have related to Benghazi over to congressional committees and the public. Well, somehow this email from Ben Rhodes, which was circulated and given to Susan Rice to direct her talking points, never made that list. Well, Cheryl Atkinson at the time was an investigative reporter for WHO, CBS News. And she went to her superiors and tried to get these documents because she thought more documents existed. And she was shut down. She wasn't given the resources, wasn't given the requisite permission by her bosses to pursue this story. And it's very interesting because the president of CBS News is none other than a gentleman by the name of David Rhodes. And you got it, David and Ben are brothers.
Yeah.
So your best investigative reporter comes to you and says, you know, I'd like to look into this. I think there's a lot more there. You know, she's an award-winning investigative journalist, and she is shut down by her superiors. Fast forward in March 2014, she flat leaves the network because she says the network's simply unwilling to do any investigation, to do any investigative journalism when it comes to the Obama administration. She cited their liberal bias and their unwillingness to, you know, do the real dirty work, do the grunt work when it comes to investigative journalism of a progressive politician. And so 1 month later, as the result of a Freedom of Information Act request battle that they've been having for over a year, an organization called Judicial Watch did get 41 more documents out of the White House, and included among those was the Ben Rhodes email that was sent to Susan Rice that dictated the false talking points that were obviously later debunked. And so I went to the CBS shareholder meeting with this information. Because, you know, even if the president of CBS News himself, David Rhodes, had no involvement in any of the Benghazi stories, which is kind of hard to believe considering all that's been said about Benghazi, right? The president of CBS was never involved. But even if he wasn't, let's give them the benefit of the doubt that he wasn't personally involved in any of the reporting, any of the analysis. Well, all of his underlings sure would have been, right? And what do you want to do? Do you want to investigate a story that may make your boss's brother look really, really, really bad and put a black eye on your boss and your boss's brother? Of course not. Just, you know, talk about career suicide. And so I went to this shareholder meeting and I asked Les Moonves, I said, look, obviously this is a conflict of interest. Do you guys have a new policy in place, or was the policy ignored in this situation to prevent these instances in the future, to disclose when there is a conflict of interest and let the folks know, yes, there is this familiar relationship, but we're not going to have this person involved in any editorial decision making regarding the story. But yes, we're just going to disclose it now. Do you have some sort of policy in place? And I thought that I would actually get some sort of, you know, maybe this was naive on my part. I thought we would maybe get a mea culpa and that, yes, we've changed policies. We realized this was a stain on the network. We should have disclosed this sooner. And now we do have a direct policy to handle conflicts of interest. But no, Les Moonves actually said that this wasn't a conflict of interest in any sense of the word, and it was simply inaccurate to claim that there's a conflict of interest when the president of CBS News would and could have should have been reporting on a situation where his brother misled the American people very badly from a position of high power in the White House. That is not a conflict of interest. So
did
I guess
it raise
you and
the
I,
eyebrows?
You,
did it raise any eyebrows when you said, I mean, because if I was sitting there in the shareholder meeting, I certainly would perk up. Were you getting any attention for that, the way he responded and whatnot?
Not really, because CBS, as a matter of fact, doesn't draw very many, conservative, common sense, free market type folks to their shareholder meeting. they're all, it's part of their groupthink over there. So, obviously Moonves knows what a conflict of interest is. Obviously he knows this is a conflict of interest, but guess what? If I'm the only one there going to call him to the floor on it, he can sit there and put his head in the sand all day long. What's really more depressing about this story is all along, we knew the Obama administration wasn't being forthright with what happened. That was just obvious. But this shows the lengths to which the media had gone to protect the administration. So bias doesn't just come in to the way that you report a story, right? You favor one side or the other.
Right.
In this instance, it's completely burying a story altogether, and it's based in part on the bias and probably in part on this major conflict of interest. When you have an investigative reporter of the quality of Cheryl Atkinson just flat out leaving the network because you won't investigate somebody that you happen to like, that's a real problem. And I understand biases come in every once in a while, sure. Maybe if there's a budget battle and the progressives really want higher taxes, they're going to go on and, that's what they're going to go on the air and maybe support the liberals in that budget battle. But we're talking about four dead Americans. So what we have is a situation where they're placing their personal liberal politics over the lives of dead Americans. And that, to me, is what's so shocking about this story.
So were you said you thought you were going to get a mea culpa or hear something different about the policy, which you didn't get, and then you were stunned by that. Do you think this just proves out the point that, there's always the argument about, geez, is there a liberal bias? Do you think that's pretty rampant at CBS after hearing this, and especially the connection of Ben Rhodes and David Rhodes? As you were just talking about, the Heritage Foundation reported it this month, and hardly anybody even really wrote about it. Were you surprised by that?
Yeah, I think that quite possibly what we've got is a situation where there is a little bit of Benghazi fatigue, which is really, which is really unfortunate, because there's certain, conservative politicians that have just been hammering away, but without a lot of these facts. And this is my point. This email came out after a Freedom of Information Act request by a watchdog group in Washington, D.C. Why didn't Congress get these documents? Why, Congress is good at getting on the air and talking, but when it comes to the nitty-gritty, we need congressmen to do this kind of work. And the other, well, not only congressmen, but this is where the media really fell down. This is where CBS News fell down. Obviously, CBS knew these documents existed, and they went to great lengths to cover them up and not investigate the story. This is the most prime example that I've seen in quite a while of the definition of liberal bias. I also presented Les Moonves the opportunity to address general liberal bias at CBS, and he claimed it doesn't exist. So, he's part of the Flat Earth Society as far as I'm concerned when it comes to these issues.
Well, I love when you go to these shareholder meetings to begin with, Justin, armed with the facts. You come up with the great questions, and this is so legitimate. And I hope people listening are really paying attention to this, because this is an argument that we have on the air all the time of the media, or the direction the media is going. But I think it's pretty obvious when you have, Ben Rhodes, who is a brother, who's in the White House, who's the deputy national security advisor, and you have the CBS News president, David Rhodes, and they're related. It's clearly what happened here, and this is about siblings. And it is a conflict of interest for sure. Justin Danhof, thanks so much as always for coming on the show. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kate. Have a great one.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Two, three. Ooh. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh. Because a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. When the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hey, hey, will you marry me?
Ooh-hoo. All right, we're making that final turn around the last corner of this hour of America Tonight. A lot of you had plenty to say about some of what is really rattling all of our cages, including the veterans and Snowden's interview on NBC. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Jake says, hey, Kate, how's life? It's pretty good here in Austin, Texas. I just wanted to shout out to all the listeners and tell you and the listeners that I am sorry. I think Snowden is a traitor. I know that you had people that called you up and said if Snowden didn't do what he did, we wouldn't have known how extensive the damage was by the NSA. And I get all that, but there's something deep inside of me that also thinks he ripped off classified information. There has to be some in-between, let's put it that way. Well, there is no in-between. It's either, you know, you either think he's a traitor or a hero or whatever. Listen, without a doubt, if Snowden didn't release the information he released, we wouldn't have known some of the things that are happening at the NSA. I say some of the things because it really, a lot of that information was out there. I've said this a couple of times. You want a good read? Read this book called Top Secret. That book was out years ago. There have been plenty of people that have talked about some of the things that the NSA was doing. Now, he had specific data that shocked a lot of people, and he has many more shoes, I think, that are going to drop. So, do I think that he cracked open a Pandora's box on the NSA? Absolutely. And listen, government overreach, do we want it? Do you want the government deep into your life? And, you know, it's so easy to say, and I know people say this, and I'm sure at some point I'm probably guilty of making the snide comment as well, where you say, oh, well, who cares? It's already happening anyway. But no, it shouldn't be happening. You shouldn't think it's okay to be tapped for no apparent reason. It's none of their business with who you're talking to and what you're saying. I mean, it isn't. Unless there's clearly an amazing link between you and a jihadist. That there is mounting evidence that you are plotting. And listen, we have smart people in the intelligence business. They certainly know the difference between what is a real threat and what seems a little suspicious. Give me a break. Haven't we learned anything since 9/11? We have. So, Snowden says, I don't have NSA documents anymore, by the way. And now, the journalist, Glenn Greenwald, has got a book coming out where he's going to name drop on people who were spied on and really stun, I think, a lot of people, supposedly. And whenever there's a book that's coming out, the controversy is what sells. So let's see how raw that data is, how shocked we'll be at who's on the list. I mean, it's taxpayer money, too, by the way. So if they're spying on your neighbor around the corner, oh, it's just metadata. But whatever they're collecting, or we're collecting even more, it's a tremendous waste of dollars, needless to say. I mean, let's find the real threats and get closer to the targets instead of just people who have nothing to do with anything related to terrorism or are a danger to the United States. I mean, come on. This one from Richard, who says, Kate, I'm sure you're on top of this Snowden thing. I know I've heard you talk about it a bunch. I have to say he is a massive hero to me. I think he should be given immunity. Let's see what happens with Ed Snowden. If Ed Snowden wasn't around, then what has happened with the NSA would never have been revealed unless somebody else came along and did a similar thing to Snowden. The fact is, too many people are having their information pawed through, and it shouldn't be. So not only is it a colossal waste of time, money, and effort, but it's flat out wrong. This guy is a whistleblower. He didn't break the law. He said he attempted to alert the NSA to the surveillance abuses a bunch of times, but he was blown off. Well, see, and if you believe that, there's one thing. Listen, I said that the other day. If he tried to tell someone, hey, woohoo, look, here's what's going on, and they blew him off like, shut up, guy, you know, we don't want to hear it, well, shame on them. And then you have to look at him as, okay, if he ran to Hong Kong, if he fled to Hong Kong, he was tired of being blown off, thought it was wrong, and bravo. And that's what he said. He said he tried to go through those avenues. He wasn't just trying to rip off the information and run away with classified documents. He wasn't trying to do that. That changes the story, if you believe that. It changes the story. So this one from Glenn, who says, Kate, stunning. The Clippers going for $2 billion if the NBA accepts Steve Ballmer, his bid. Wouldn't that be incredible? This is the Microsoft dude. Now he may own the Clippers team. Wow. I didn't know it was even worth that much. Yeah, I'll tell you what, the if it is $2 billion, it is approved. That would be four times the last highest paid price for an NBA team, $550 million, which was paid for the Bucks, and that was just earlier in May. And it would be the second highest price ever paid for a sports team in the United States, in North America. The Dodgers sold in 2012, as you remember, for $2.1 billion. So $2 billion, let me make sure I'm not saying million, $2 billion. Yeah, it is a pretty stunning change of events. And Donald Sterling walks away with a big chunk of the money, so anyone who feels sorry for him on that front shouldn't. I think he will fight this thing, though, tooth and nail. I could be wrong. I mean, if he just decides, forget it, I'll just take the money and that's it, and take his share of it, then maybe not. But it wouldn't be stunning to see, to see him really, really fight this out. This one from Beck, who says, "Hey, America, tonight I've heard you talk about the Olympics, and I've heard you talk about Brazil and what a nightmare that's going to be financially, how the World Cup, let alone the Olympics, the facilities are not built yet and how much money it's costing them. I just read something the other day where Baltimore and Washington, D.C. want to host the Olympics, and they're talking about 2024. I think that would be crazy to have an Olympics in either one of those two cities or both. The traffic alone is a nightmare. Maybe some of the worst traffic I've ever seen in the entire United States. I can't imagine that there'd be an incredible economic upside for this. Doesn't make sense to me. So maybe you'd have some temporary jobs. I guess that would be an economic boom. But otherwise, it'd be nightmarish." Well, I think traffic-wise, it would be difficult. They'd have to, we'd have a monorail system to get you around. I think it would, that traffic there is awful. I mean, it is awful. But you'd have some pretty good facilities that you could use. And if you had to build any, well, think of the schools and I'm thinking off the top of my head, some of the areas there. I mean, actually, they could tweak a few places and it wouldn't be too bad. I don't know how much they'd have to build. But, I mean, they're only in the bidding stages from what I understand. So it's definitely not a done deal. I guess if you live there and you really like the Olympics, but boy, you'd have to really like it because with that traffic, have to take time off during the Olympics, probably be your best bet.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.